Physics laws explain reality and reject pseudoscience. In ancient times, people attributed natural events to powerful gods. Today, physicists use the scientific method and laws of physics to explain how the sun shines and rain falls. This approach helps debunk many supernatural beliefs that still intrigue many. Frank Wilczek, a physicist and Nobel laureate, coined the term quark theory to name the fundamental laws governing our universe. The quark theory explains how every known particle, like quarks, electrons, and neutrinos, interact with each other and how they're affected by electromagnetism, gravity, and nuclear forces. It also includes the Higgs field, which is an energy field that gives all particles their mass. While quark theory has its limits, it covers everything that impacts our daily lives. It explains how light molecules interact with atoms or objects and how a hummingbird can fly and hover in the air. Understand physics through quark theory. Quark theory provides essential tools like crossing symmetry, which help debunk fantastical phenomena seen in popular science fiction, such as telekinesis and telepathy. Crossing symmetry indicates that the particle required for telekinesis does not exist, as its discovery would have already occurred according to scientific findings. It's deductive reasoning. Telekinesis involves using the mind to move objects, implying the existence of a particle, let's call it particle X, that the mind can generate or manipulate to interact with matter and objects. According to crossing symmetry, particle X would theoretically be produced in collisions between a proton and an antiproton. However, despite numerous experiments studying such collisions extensively, there is no evidence supporting the existence of particle X, even in extreme conditions. This process also helps us dismiss other paranormal powers like telepathy and levitation. Causality isn't fundamental in the universe's workings. We're all familiar with causality, the idea that every action has a cause and effect. It's been crucial in shaping modern science and philosophy. However, both physicists and philosophers are increasingly questioning whether we've been right to believe in this principle. The significance we've placed on causality traces back to Aristotle, who firmly believed that every motion had a cause. For instance, if there's a book sitting on a table, it will stay there unless you or something else moves the book or the table. Aristotle also pondered philosophically about this, wondering, what caused the very first movement in the universe and started everything moving? He proposed that the universe must have been set in motion by something that itself does not move but can move other things, an unmoved mover, like God. These days, physicists no longer agree with Aristotle's idea that every movement has a cause. As a result, causality is considered less important in our fundamental understanding of things. Evolution of thought on causality. Today, physicists disagree with Aristotle's idea that every movement has a cause, leading to a decreased emphasis on causality in our understanding of the universe. One major reason for this shift is observed in space. Consider an object in space isolated from any external forces like friction. It continues moving due to the law of conservation of momentum. This law suggests that objects can stay in motion indefinitely without any external cause. This perspective, where the cause is deemed unnecessary, traces back to the French Enlightenment era. Astronomer Pierre-Simon Laplace argued against cause and effect, focusing instead on observable patterns. He illustrated this with an example of billiard balls. Whether a ball strikes another to cause motion or the action is reversed, the laws of physics apply equally. If the same laws can describe an action forwards and backward, it implies that causality is not essential. Rather, it is the laws of physics that govern motion. Theories offer varied perspectives. The rejection of causality deeply unsettled the scientific community. Once the dust settled, it became inevitable to see things from a completely new perspective. Alternatively, it prompted two distinct views, one at the fundamental, microscopic level, and another at the emergent, macroscopic level. To grasp the contrast between these viewpoints, consider a specific example like a room filled with gas. On a fundamental level, the gas consists of swiftly moving molecules colliding with each other. This perspective allows for precise descriptions of each molecule's speed and direction coming out to the emergent level. We view the gas as a liquid with specific characteristics like pressure, temperature, and density. These are properties that aren't visible when examining things too closely at the microscopic level. The emergent perspective is valuable for understanding how all these particles behave collectively. Choose the right perspectives and explore the emergence. Both viewpoints offer advantages, so the challenge lies in selecting the most suitable one for solving the problem at hand. Each perspective comes with its own language and concepts, and neither is inherently superior, they are both valuable. When observing a region with few molecules to understand their individual behaviors, it's best to utilize the tools of the fundamental concept. Conversely, when dealing with many molecules and aiming to grasp their interactions, the tools of emergence are more appropriate. Time progresses due to entropy's influence. According to the laws of physics, there's no distinction between how something occurred in the past and how it will happen in the future. This raises an intriguing question: why do we perceive time as strictly moving forward linearly? However, when we examine time from a fundamental perspective, we can see possibilities for movement in other temporal directions. As demonstrated by Laplace's billiard ball experiment, reverse actions do not violate the laws of physics. This principle applies equally to atoms colliding, a pendulum swinging, or a planet orbiting. These phenomena would all unfold seamlessly in reverse, reflecting the symmetry of time as viewed through the lens of physics. However, from a macroscopic perspective, the past and future appear markedly different. We remember the past but not the future, and our age progresses from younger to older. This asymmetry in time is evident. In the emergent viewpoint, these differences arise due to entropy, which measures the disorder or randomness within a system. The law of entropy in time. Entropy, as a fundamental law, increases continuously over time. This concept is vividly demonstrated in human aging. As time passes, our bodies age, grow weaker, and eventually cease functioning altogether, leading to death. Unlike reversible processes like Laplace's billiard ball experiment, where actions can proceed in both directions, entropy's increase is irreversible. Observations consistently support this principle of entropy increasing over time. The reason behind this lies in the sheer number of possible high entropy states compared to low entropy states within a system. Therefore, as time progresses, entropy is overwhelmingly likely to rise. For instance, disorder is far more common than order in natural occurrences. Sand is more often found scattered randomly than structured into something like a sandcastle. The concept of increasing entropy forms the basis of our understanding of the arrow of time. However, it does not explain why certain galaxies and living organisms become more complex and organized as time goes on. Entropy increases lead to complex structures. If more entropy means more disorder, you might expect it to hinder the evolution of complex and organized structures over time. However, the link between entropy and complexity isn't straightforward. There's a point where higher entropy actually leads to the development of complex systems. The relationship between entropy and complexity resembles a curve. At the extremes, things are simple, but in the middle, complexity reaches its peak. Think about what happens when you slowly add a small amount of milk to a cup of coffee. Initially, the two liquids remain separate and distinct. Towards the end, they blend completely, forming a simple, uniform, light brown liquid again. But in the middle phase, the liquids swirl and mix unevenly. Some areas blend more than others, creating a complex system before returning to uniformity. The universe's complexity and entropy. Imagine the universe as a cup of coffee. Before the Big Bang, it was like the moment just before milk was poured in, simple and with low entropy. As the universe expands, it moves towards simplicity again, reaching maximum entropy once the last black hole vanishes. Today, we're fortunate to live in a time of complexity. Planets, galaxies, stars, black holes, and living beings are all products of entropy gradually increasing over time. While it's understandable how entropy shaped swirling galaxies like our solar system, it's harder to grasp its role in creating individual beings like humans or platypuses. Entropy drives life's emergence and evolution. There's still much we don't know about how complex living organisms first began, but there are some intriguing theories under development. For example, geochemist Michael Russell suggests that the first living organism served as a vehicle for increasing entropy on Earth. Living organisms on Earth operate by converting carbon dioxide, CO2, through a chemical process known as hydrogenation. This reaction combines carbon dioxide and hydrogen to produce methane and water. These compounds have lower free energy and higher entropy compared to carbon dioxide and hydrogen alone. Russell suggests that life is Earth's natural way to increase its entropy, since higher entropy is a natural progression that the planet would aim for. Michael Russell's foresight proved accurate when he predicted in 1988 that Earth harbored underwater hydrothermal vents, crucial for the emergence of early life, a discovery confirmed in 2000 by robotic exploration of the Atlantic Ocean floor. As simple life forms reproduced and mutated, evolution gradually led to the development of more complex and intelligent organisms. Charles Darwin's theory of natural selection, proposed in 1859, explains how different species evolve traits that enhance survival and reproduction in specific environments, such as the giraffe's long neck, which evolved to reach high tree leaves. However, the origin of more sophisticated traits defining intelligent life remains a compelling question. The mind isn't an immaterial substance. Consciousness and how it became one of our defining characteristics remains one of the universe's greatest puzzles. However, scientists are confident they will eventually uncover the answer. We can already piece together the stages of consciousness evolution. Bioengineer Malcolm McIver suggests that the transition of the first species onto landmarks is one of the most crucial stages in the development of consciousness. There are several reasons supporting this theory. Initially, visibility underwater is limited, making it challenging for organisms to see clearly or far. Consequently, underwater life requires quick reactions to immediate changes in their environment, relying heavily on instincts rather than critical thinking. When creatures first ventured onto land, they gained the ability to see much farther and anticipate threats from a distance. This newfound vision enabled them to develop different strategies, weigh options, and contemplate various plans. This marks the initial stages of cognitive thinking and using imagination as a tool for survival, beginning what we now understand as consciousness. Mystery of consciousness. Understanding how the atoms in our brain give rise to consciousness remains a profound mystery. It's unproductive to view the mind as separate from the physical body. Throughout history, many thinkers have proposed dualism, the idea that the mind exists independently from the physical body. However, dualism raises significant questions it cannot answer. How, for instance, can these supposedly separate entities communicate and interact effectively? Renowned philosopher René Descartes supported dualism but struggled to explain its inconsistencies. In correspondence with Princess Elizabeth of Bohemia, he suggested the pineal gland as the brain's link to the body. Yet Descartes couldn't provide a clear mechanism for how this communication occurs. While the scientific method has explained much of our world, the understanding of consciousness remains elusive. It's likely only a matter of time before science unravels the mystery surrounding our consciousness. Key points. 1. Physics laws debunk supernatural beliefs by explaining natural events using the scientific method. 2. Fundamental forces and particles govern everyday phenomena, but limits exist in explaining all mysteries. 3. Causality is not absolute. Physics shows motion and time can often work both forward and backward. 4. Entropy explains the arrow of time and drives complexity, shaping galaxies, life, and evolution. 5. Living organisms emerged as a natural way for Earth to increase entropy over time. 6. Consciousness likely evolved as early creatures adapted to new environments and developed critical thinking. 7. The mind is a product of physical processes, challenging ideas that separate it from the body.